essentially the plot would be that the owner of this diner, Bernard, his dead wife is kind of dogging on him the entire time. And then on top of that, he's dealing with a lot of different surprises coming into his life, such as deciding which girl is his daughter and figuring out at the very end which girl it happens to be.
Daddy's Girl. It's the spring play this weekend at Hayes High School. I'm Becky Kaiser, Hayes Post and Eagle Radio News reporter. I'm talking with actors Calliope Green and Elizabeth Noble and director Bill Gasper on this episode of the Hayes Post podcast.
This is a comedy play, so this comedy in particular, we have such a hard time not laughing on stage because of all the jokes that are thrown in there. And even our main actor, Caleb King as Bernard, he has a hard time not cracking up either. And there's just so many quips in there. And you think to yourself, oh my gosh, can I laugh yet? No, you can't laugh just yet.
Part of the training that you go through, you were telling me that you have done, have some experience in acting throughout your career at the high school.
Yes. So I have acted in a couple of different plays directed by Bill Gasper. And I've also participated in a few different musicals at Hayes High. My first ever one was Rent back in 2020. That was a fun time, but it was a hard time to do performance. But the main time when I had to keep stoic was my first ever play I did with Bill, and that was called Curious Savage. And I had to keep very stoic and I had to keep very quiet. That was extra hard because that was also partly a comedy. And so I think that has definitely helped prepare me for this play.
So you have a range of experience. Well, Elizabeth, let's talk about Daddy's Girl. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, Daddy's Girl is, again, a comedy. Essentially, the plot would be that the owner of this diner, Bernard, his dead wife is kind of dogging on him the entire time. And then on top of that, he's dealing with a lot of different surprises coming into his life, such as deciding which girl is his daughter and figuring out at the very end which girl it happens to be. So.
Now, does the dead wife, does she appear to him?
Yes, I'm actually Maudie, the dead wife.
You are the dead wife.
Yes,
okay.
And so the whole time I stay in a portrait during the show, and he's the only one who's able to talk to me and see me move, so.
Fun. And Calliope, what character do you play?
I play Big Earl Ella, and I have to say that I have to enunciate that very carefully, otherwise it comes out too quickly as Big Gorilla, which that's one of the jokes, and that's probably my favorite joke.
Oh, that is fun. So what time period are we talking about that this takes place in?
I think this is a modern play, but Maudie specifically, she had died like 25 years previous, so she's a little bit older. However, it is set in a more modern time frame, so it's more like today.
Okay, gotcha. And the setting, Elizabeth, where is this actually taking place?
It's taking place in Maudie's diner.
In his diner.
And yeah, so it's very classic diner look, feel to it. The lighting with the set is really fun. There's lots of colors, lots of Kansas themes, and then, again, the portrait that's in the very back. So
the diner itself is set in Kansas City.
Oh, fun.
I know. Isn't that fun?
I like that.
It's like Kansas centralized. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is terrific. So you actually, tonight is the opening night. Or do you have a little bit of nerves, Elizabeth?
Kind of. I've been doing theater for a long time, since I was 7, so I'm not too nervous. But I am really excited to present this show to everyone. And I think that the crowd's really going to love it. So.
And when can we see it? What time is it? And where is it?
It's 7 p.m. at 12th Street Auditorium, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And how about ticket information?
It's $8 at the door, and you can also buy your tickets online at the USD 489 website or on Hayes Post.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the set, Calliope. Do you guys, as your actors, obviously, and involved in the play itself, do you get involved in set design and set decor?
No, not quite as much, although there are some things that we can bring ourselves, but we don't typically do so. However, with costumes, and this year costumes was helped, like, helped us put together and produce and, you know, take in, was our seamstress, Christy Green, my mother. She's lovely. And she helped us put together some costume items. We draw from local sources like the Ark or the Costume Shed up at the high school. or our own closets. So a lot of the clothing items you are seeing on stage are our own clothing, or they're from other sources here around Hayes.
From sources locally, almost.
Yes, I know. But we have Bill, who specifically does the majority of the set design?
Well, the set design, I actually do the set design, but Brad Moritz builds the set. Yvette Moritz helps paint the set. We also had help from Jared Liker, who helped with the construction. But the actual decorating of the set and the concept behind it, I kind of come up with that. And I talk with Brad and Yvette and kind of talk to them what I'm looking for. And then they of course, add what their vision as well.
And it sounds like they're well experienced.
Well, Brad has been doing sets for musical and for spring play for 20 years, and musical before that and spring play before that. And Yvette's been painting for me for, I don't know if that entire 20 years, but quite a bit of that.
How did you come up with this particular play for the spring production, Bill? Do you make that decision? Do you have input from your students?
Well, I do get input from students. Last year, they indicated to me they wanted to get away from more of a period piece. You know, we'd just done Curious Savage and Anne of Green Gables, and they wanted to do something a little bit more modern, a little bit more, I call it lowbrow comedy or cornball comedy, or screwball comedy, like they used to call it in the 30s. So, you know, I went to looking, and I found this one. And even though some of the comedy is absurd, it still has the message that, you know, sometimes you have to move on in life, and you can't just be angry at everybody around you who's trying to befriend you and be part of your life. And that's kind of the end of the message at the end when, you know, and he finally discovers his long lost daughter and decides to move on with this lady who's been hounding him for 25 years and trying to get him to the altar.
That is good message for all of us to keep in mind, isn't it? Yeah. The opportunity to work with people, there are obviously more than the two roles that you young ladies are in. How big is the cast, Calliope?
I'm going to say it's about 15, 20 people. It's not too big, but it's not too small. There are a few side skits. We like to call those Bon Appetit. And they're thrown in there. They are written or found by Gasper. And there's that way we had more people who could join and like get some stage experience. And with this cast in particular, I think there's a lot of really talented people, and I've been really impressed just by the sheer talent and abilities of everyone around me.
Bill, you've been doing this for a while. Do you find students come to you and say, hey, I'm interested in doing this, or do you go out and recruit people?
Well, when I was teaching in Hayes High, I did a little bit more recruiting, but since I've retired, I can't recruit quite as much. The one difficulty with spring play is that, you know, it's not like a musical where you have large casts, and it's difficult to find a large cast non-musical play. And so what that ends up me doing is making choices and then having to cut people. And that's never an easy decision on my part, especially when you have a number of talented students. And this year, because of the talent, as Calliope says, definitely want to try to get some more students involved, because I'm anticipating maybe even a larger cast play next year. And so it would be, I wanted to get them some stage experience. And plus, you know, they're very talented, and it's nice to be able to get them involved.
Those extra, the bonus performances that Calliope mentioned, Bon Appetit, you wrote those then?
Well, a couple of them I kind of adapted from things that I, either from audition pieces. Other things, I went online and I found some things that were performed, and I adapted some of those from some YouTube sketches from La Viva La Dirt League, and also Drew Talbert, who does some restaurant style sketches. And
so they are related to the overall theme.
Well, they're related to restaurants, all of them, or they take place in restaurants, either on our side stages or on our main stage as well. And so people don't get mixed up that they're part of Daddy's Girl. We actually precede those with Jimmy Buffett's Cheeseburger in Paradise before those come on. And there's five of them, and they take around 10, 11 minutes total. So they're about 2 minutes each. They're very quick.
Sounds fun. Elizabeth, you're a junior, Calliope, you're a senior, and I'm sure you're busy ladies. There's probably, Elizabeth, time management involved, because this is a really big commitment to do something like this.
There definitely is, but our play rehearsals are always right after school, so it makes it a little bit easier because then you have that evening time to get other things done, whereas musical kind of takes up more time typically. So I think that the commitment to the play is a lot easier for some people, and it's also just a lot easier going, and especially because of the talented cast that we have, it's just been really easy to get into our roles and to all work with each other well this year. So it's made the process a lot quicker and easier as
well. And fun, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Do you have a preference between, you know, a standard play versus a musical?
Well, I like both pretty fairly. I am a singer too, so, you know, I do like my moments, but I think plays are a little bit less stressful, so I guess I would prefer a play.
She's looking at Bill's like, right? She's being very tactful here.
That was a political answer. Very good.
And Calliope, how about you? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know that I have a favorite. It's really hard for me to choose. I would say I agree with Elizabeth in the fact that it's a lot less stressful to do play because there's not as much choreographing and singing and music to learn as there is during play as on top of the lines. So I would say that, gosh, it's like deciding between my two favorite foods.
I
couldn't do it.
Both are great.
They're both amazing. And well, I really adore them both.
I can attest to that. I directed musical my first 3 years at Hayes High. It's very time consuming because of the dance and the acting and the music that's all involved. It takes a lot of time and commitment from the students. And I like both. I mean, I love watching musicals. And a lot of people like going to musicals more so than straight plays or non-musical plays. That's why the musicals on Broadway are in the big theaters and the non-musicals are in the small play, small theaters.
Calliope, you've been doing this for a while, and Elizabeth, you said since you were seven as a child, basically. Calliope, what has made you decide to get into this and have so much fun with it?
So I started doing theater mainly in my freshman year, which was hard, but it was a really good time because I was so excited that there was this like main name Rent, the musical on stage that we were doing. And I was blown away because I was like, this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And my big sister, Nova, she's always done musicals and theater performances her whole life, since she was about 5 years old up until 18. And I saw a lot of what went on behind the stage, and I was just so enthralled by it. And I had really wanted to do something like that. And she definitely inspired me at the very least. And then once I got into it, I was like, well, this is a ton of fun. And hey, looks good on a college application.
Absolutely. And Elizabeth, you've been doing this for such a long time. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you think you'll continue doing into college and beyond?
Yeah, I plan on minoring, actually, in performing arts, just because I've loved theater for so long. And, you know, my parents initially pushed me into it, but ever since, I just kind of fell in love with the stage and the whole experience for it as well.